Girls, that was super. Thank you very much. Now, how many people did not receive a present this morning? Good stuff. Today is a day when you get shiny things that are new. You get stuff given to you. You get an opportunity to give to other people. And what I want to do is maybe put a bit of a downer on that for you, to tell you that the stuff that you got this morning that was brand spanking new, one day will wear out. One day will be useless. The food that you get today will end up out at sea. I'm maybe not going to that at some stage. The clothes that you get will wear out. They'll go bally. The things that you get today the children are playing with will be broken. They'll be scratched. Everything else will happen about them. I want to show you three disappointing gifts that I got. Three disappointing things that I got. The first is that. Okay. That is a wedding ring. Okay. Set that there. That is a watch. And this can anybody tell me what it is? Very, very disappointing. What? Kinder surprise, an egg, no. Let me show you what it is. This is a half-sucked one of those. Okay? I bought this and my eyes lit up. I was at the Odyssey during the week and it said Everlasting Gobstopper. And I put my 50p in with good intentions. Everlasting. And sure didn't. I put it in my mouth and it went down to a gammy old thing like that. Hardly any flavour left in it at all. I'll finish maybe the rest of it this afternoon. An Everlasting Gobstopper. It said, I managed to fit it in my mouth and it went from that, all the flavour out of it, and went to that. Now, the other thing was my wedding ring. My lovely wife gave me that on the day that I was married. And the minister at the church stood at the front and he said, Owen, well, he said, the two of us, but I was taking it personally because I was very into my vows. And he said to me, this is a sign of your eternal love because the circle goes round and round. Your love will always be. And I thought to myself, that is brilliant. My love will always be, and my wife gave me that ring there, and I put it on my finger. Within the year, I went to jump off the top of one of these walls that was going around our house and had a railing on it, and my finger got stuck underneath, wedged in the railing, and as I went down, the railing stayed where it was, my finger stayed where it was, and I went back onto the wall, and it ripped into it, and my lovely eternal wedding ring ended up getting cut off with a Dremel multi-tool. Now, the marriage survived. You'll all be glad to hear, okay? I know, but a bit of breath. Third thing. This is not just a normal watch. This is a Rolex watch. And you know, some folks, I have to say this to you, you just can't trust some people. Do you know that? I met the most genuine Turkish man on holiday. And he said to me, come looky, looky, he said, at the watch. And I went and I looked at his wares, and he had beautiful watches. And he said, this watch, he says, it's a Rolex that will last you a lifetime. And you know something? Because he told me that, I didn't mind spending the big money. I tell you, I'm not ashamed to say this now, I got no change out of £10 for that. And I was home, and when I came home, within a fortnight, it stopped working, and I took it to the shop. The man told me it wasn't the battery, and he also informed me it wasn't a real Rolex. You just can't trust some people. But do you know something? All the things we get don't last forever, including your life. It doesn't last forever. What happens is we all die. There are things that go wrong. I want to read to you the last two words, or the last line, a couple of lines of a hymn that we're going to be singing in a minute. Hark the herald angels sing. It says, mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Jesus said he came down to this world in order that we didn't have to die. I think myself, well, did he have a very successful trip? Because yesterday, 150,000 people died yesterday. Today, 150,000 people will die. 150,000 people who get up in the morning will not be going to bed tonight because they'll be dead. Mildly lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Did he get it right? Well, I looked at, why do we die? The Bible says we die because we sin. not just because we inherit sin, but because of our own personal sin. It means that every time we naturally do it, by the way, we actually like sin. All of us are naturally bent towards it. We tell lies. We are naturally born towards lusting after other people. We're naturally born towards coveting stuff. We're naturally born towards doing all the things that the Ten Commandments say that we shouldn't do. We hate people. Jesus said if we hate people, we've murdered them in our hearts. If we lust after people, we've committed adultery in our hearts. If we lie, we're a liar. If we've stolen, we're a thief. And therefore, the wages for sin, the Bible says, is death. That is why everybody dies. There has only ever been one person in this world who didn't deserve to die, and that was Jesus Christ. Jesus didn't deserve to die. He was perfectly holy, perfectly good, and yet he was taken by his Father, put on a cross, and suffered death. And the reason he suffered death was for your sin and for mine. God poured out his anger and his wrath at my sin, at your sin, on his own Son. Punished him, and he bled and died there in order to give you a free gift. In order to give you something that will last forever. Not a jippy watch, not an old wedding ring, not an everlasting gobstopper. He came that you might have everlasting life. The last two words of that verse, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Let me just read you a few verses from John's Gospel, chapter 6. No one can come to me unless the Father has sent him. The Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. I tell you the truth, he who believes not will have eternal life, not can have eternal life. He who believes has eternal life. That's the second birth. That's why Jesus came, so that you and I could come into a relationship with him. All our sin could be paid on him. He credits to us his righteousness. And on the day of judgment, we pass freely through. And he comes to raise the sons of earth. Our soul goes to be with God when we die, perfected in birth with credited righteousness. Not our own righteousness, because we don't have any. And then after that, he brings our body, resurrects that from the dead, to be joined together to worship him for all eternity. Folks, in a day when you receive some lovely things, hats, jumpers, scarves, if you're men's socks and pants, they will rot, they will wear out, they'll get bally. The dinner will be gone. Things will pass by, but you can receive a gift this morning that Jesus came to give to you, which is eternal life, and you get that by simply coming to him, handing your sins over to him, and asking for new life. Let's just pray a wee second. Father, we thank you for the new life that you came to bring. We thank you that Jesus came to this world, a world that is temporary. There's none of us can have anything that can stay. No matter how much money we have, no matter how much clothes, no matter the relationships, we die and we leave every single bit of it behind. Yet you offer us here this morning new life in Jesus Christ, something that will last forever, that lasts beyond the grave. Father, we thank you for that. We thank you that's the only way we can get to heaven. And we pray that, Lord, from the youngest to the oldest of us, we'll understand what that means and what it is to put that into practice in our lives. We ask this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.